Al Malachar was married to the love of his life, Turi, for 54 years. Al was Turi's care partner for 7 years at home and then another 6.5 years in a memory care residence before she passed away with Alzheimer's. Here's his story.
Turi and I were teachers for about 30 years. We lived on a farm, or we live on a farm, and so we taught school and farm together, so we did everything together. It really happened at the end of the school year. She's giving out awards. She went up to give the awards, and she just stood up there and just shuffled the awards and didn't call any names or anything like that. So they called me, said something wrong with Turi, and I thought she had an accident, but she did not. And so when I got there, she was just normal as can be. So that's our first indication that something was wrong. I always prayed that she would kind of, you know, really kind of come back into my world, and it was not answered. And until then, I prayed that let me be into her world, and the prayer was answered. And then I became what we call a caregiver.
Love me tender, love me sweet.
You asked what was our favorite song, you know, and I thought, well, it tells my age, but it's Elvis Presley, you know. Love me tender, yes. And that's probably what it is, but it showed my age. But that pretty well tells that the favorite song that Turi and I really enjoy. Yes. We used to dance together to that.
Now, Al focuses on helping other caregivers get through the tough times.
Well, I've been in a caregiver unit, or been a caregiver group for about 8 years. And what I really concentrate on is the newcomers. And I always tell the newcomers that when I became a newcomer, that when I realized that Turi had Alzheimer's, I didn't know anything about it. I couldn't even spell the name, let alone know anything about it. And I called you, your association in Wichita, and immediately you set me up with lessons, stages. There's 7 stages. You set me up with stage 1 through 3, then 4 through 6, and then the last. And I really appreciate it. So I always told the people, the newcomers, that they need to be educated so they have some idea was ahead of them, because it's these stages will continue to change. It may last maybe 1 or 2 months, maybe it may last 2 or 3 years, you know. So they need to like say, be educated. And so I always thought about that. The Alzheimer's Association was very, very good to me to really help me out.